In Parshas Chukas, the Pasuk says that they mourned Aaron HaKohen for 30 days. Kol Beis Yisrael, the entire Klal Yisrael. So the Ralbag writes to the Toelius, he says, Lelamdenu, She'ein roi lehis'atzel be'espedo shel chochom. It's not appropriate to be lazy and neglectful in the hesped, giving a hesped for a chochom. Avol roi, she is daris boy. Should do it with zrizus. Make it happen very, very quickly. You know, get to it with zrizus. Ki bazeh mehatoeles lo. His daris lahasig ze hashlemus v'hakirum mashenifkad mehem behef behipokei ze hachochom. Says because this message of not being, of doing the hesped is rizus, there'll be a toeles that will be mizdares to get shleimus with the recognition of what we had and what was taken away from us. We had this great chochum, and now he was taken away from us. And this will be a zrizus to achieve the this shleimus in the hakora of his greatness, which could affect us. V'lozeh sipra ha-teiro, shebochu kol Yisrael es Aaron shleishim yoyim. Therefore, this is the Torah says they cried for Aaron 30 days. That the battle with the Melech Harod that they was matzliach with loydia sheoisim kach yiten Hashem yisal eschorom. That one who's mizdaris to be maspid, Hashem will get schar. So a few things seem to be a little bit strange over here, but it sounds like the issue is that there's a benefit that if we're mizdaris in the hesped of the chochom, then we're going to achieve shleimus. It's because through this, daris lahasig zeh shleimus, when we'll recognize, look what this chochom was, you hear all the hespedim and how great this person was, we'll be inspired to shleimus when we see this is what we had, this is what we lost, and memela, that's why we have to be mizdaris. But what the posuk said, what the Ralbag says is, How does the Torah teaching us this message? Because not just because they gave a hesped, but because it's so much lezeh the nitzochon of the Knani and Memela, then we see, oh, Hashem gives schar. Oh, now all of a sudden we're going to be mizdaris. It doesn't seem to be connected. It seems that the message of be mizdaris in order to achieve shleimus, that should be a tremendous motivation. You know, the psukim are not just talking to the last generation. They're eternally relevant to all previous generations, to all the giants of the previous generations. And a person knows what there's a chochum and we can benefit, and I will achieve more shleimus in this message, because I guess if I'll be mizdaris to achieve the shleimus that I'll get from this, from the hesped of this chochom, then it will hashpi mashpi on everything. The message of zrizus for shleimus, it'll increase my shleimus. But it seems that wouldn't be enough. That ultimately the Torah had to tell us, you know, how we're going to get you to do this? By letting you know this schar. You're going to win a battle in this world. There's Melech Arad, and he's a person that has to be. You have to take care of him, and you're going to see. You'll have a nitzochon in that battle, and that's going to motivate you. So it seems that no matter who we are, and no matter what our tshuka for shleimus and ruchnius is, but lemaisa, people have to hear that there's something. It seems in this world, it would seem there's something that's physical, that's material, the schar. Wow, we're going to win the battle, and that seems to be the way that the Torah will convince us that we should be mizdaris. And through that be able to achieve greater shleimus. It also appears that the listening to the hesped and seeing the hearing the greatness of this person is going to inspire us to achieve shleimus. And it seems that the zrizus in achieving shleimus seems to be a critical ingredient. What if we weren't mizdaris in the hesped and the hesped was postponed for a day or two later, and the inspiration to shleimus would come a day or two later? It sounds like there's something in the zrizus to the achievement of the Shleimus that sends us the message that if we just got the inspiration to the Shleimus, that wouldn't be the same thing. But now we know, have to be misdaris to the Shleimus, which is motivated by the Schar, and the Mele, then the whole attitude towards Shleimus is different, which really means that the difference between achieving Shleimus today and tomorrow is a very serious, significant difference. The Torah wrote a parsha about it and had to use the Schar method to convince us to do that. It sounds like it's something when it terms about achieving Shleimus, it shouldn't be as the Masil Sashoim, you read the first parak, you think, oh, this is a long-term goal. Yeah, maybe a long-term goal, but we got to get there. Bizrizus, because every moment, every minute, every earlier moment of achieving Shleimus, it seems is very significant. Okay, I say lechosorof at the end of the parsha. Shiyahan, there was after the mice of Loshon Hora, there was a nochosh, they made a nochosh michoimer meira sreifa, something that's combustible. Kedei shiyachavnu al sreifas hanochosh behevel piv. You should be mechaven on the burning of this nochosh. The nochosh represents asher kamo hoyo avoinom, because their avero was like that of the nochosh speaking lashon hara for anusay and the punishment. V'yachzur b'tshuva. What's going to inspire tshuva? Seeing this nochosh, which is made of combustible substance. Then he goes on. This is the sipurnu. He goes on the chas nechoshes. Achash even kavonas koinoi. After we understood what Hashem had in mind, his kimla soisa shel nechoshes v'leishal zov. Then on his own, he decided it has to be made of nechoshes, of copper. They're going to look at the color. This reminds them of the choymer. The color of it reminds them, I guess, of this combustible thing. And its name, and the way it's the form that it's made, because I did a maisa nochosh, I spoke Lashon Hara, now I see this nochosh, this combustible nochosh, in the form of a nochosh, who's called nechoshes, which is a lashon of nochosh. Wow, now I'm going to be able to recognize that I sin by speaking Lashon Hara, b'dabrum neged Hashem, b'neged po'aloi, b'neged avdoi, and then I'm going to realize the choymer of the inyan. It seems, and here we're talking to the Dor Dea, that no matter how, yes, they made dakistic mistakes, that's true. They were only dak min adak, but lemaisa, they had human frailties on whatever the unbelievable high levels that they were. But you talk to these people, I say the spiritual message, you know, the emotional message, but it seems the pictorial message is critical too. I see the nochosh. This nochosh is a combustible substance. It looks like a snake. It's made of copper, which reminds me of that. It's called nechoshes, and the mela, that's going to influence me that I should recognize the fact that I spoke Lashon Hara. It's going to inspire me to do tshuva. We need pictures. We need, as Rabbi Tzela writes in the name of Rabbi Yisrael, tzir chushi. So much in Musar is about picturing what's really going on. And sometimes the picture has to be something that's not exactly the picture of what I did. It's rather the picture of something, a nochosh, nechoshes, the name, the look. It's not me. It's not about what I did, but the outside influence of this picture. Maybe even not so direct, not like picturing myself speaking Lashon Hara, look how terrible it is, but even more than that, something that hints to it, something that's a picture that associates with it. That sometimes is what's needed, no matter how great and bishlemus and lofty the spiritual level. But we need sometimes, we've got to talk to the physical reality. We've got to talk to the goof. We have to talk to the what we see with our eyes, what we can touch with our hands, what we can feel, and that can have the hashpah even to affect the ruchnius of people who should have such unbelievable high levels of ruchnius, and the ruchnius alone, the musar shmuz alone might not have affected them, but this can make the difference. And just to take this one step further, we learned the other night in the Shari Tshuva on Kisei Tzila Molchom Alo Yivech Avarisa Sus Horech Avam Rab Mimcho Lo Yisiro Mehem. The Pasuk says that when you go out to war and you see this army, you know, that's overbearing, overpowering for you. Rab Mimcho, but you're not allowed to be afraid. His whose harnu bozeh, the Rabbeinu Yoina writes in Shari Tshuva, she'im yireh ho'odom ki tzora kroivo. If a person sees a tzora close, tiye Yeshua Hashem bilvovoi, the Yeshua, the salvation from Hashem, should be in his heart. We'll see what that means. Ve'yivtach oleo, and rely on it. Kidney shenema ach koriv l'rei of Yishoi. That the to the Yirei Hashem, the Yeshua is korev, is close. Chen ksiv miat v'atiri me'en u'shomus, not to be afraid of man. Okay, so it seems quite clear, maybe the uptight is questionable, but it seems quite clear that Yeshua Hashem bilvovoi is a step separate and prior to v'yivtach oleho. So a person is facing this army. They're coming to attack. They got all weapons. I'm mamish ready to be so afraid of them. Lo yisira mehem. What should you do? That when you see that army, first thing is Yeshua Hashem bilvovoi. Feel the Yeshua in your heart. And the yivtach oleho. So it's not saying, hey, hab bitochen. I would have said, what do you mean? Have bitochen. You have armies coming at you. There's nothing you can do. You're not prepared. You don't. It's rav sus v'rechav rav mimcho. They're more powerful than you are. So of course, because there's such a motivation to fear, you can rise from that to a state of bitochen, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, b'yiras Hashem mivtachois. Through the fear of Hashem comes the strength of bitochen. Rabbeinu Yoina seems to say it's a two-step process. The first thing has to be tihiye Yeshua Hashem bilvavoi. There's something that the post says korev liray of Yeshua. Maybe I have to think. Well, you know, there's an army here, but Hashem has an army that's quite close. I don't know for sure. I'm not on the level of bitochen yet to say it's going to happen. But I feel that there is. Hashem can do it. Or I can maybe picture the Yeshua happening, something other than bitochen as a stepping stone to the bitochen, which really means that if a person wants to achieve, he's facing an army, and he wants to achieve the bitochen to be able to withstand the fear and to stand up to this formidable foe, it's a process. And the process is first this getting that sense inside. It's korov, it's possible. Yeshua, I picture the Yeshua. Maybe I picture it happening, or I picture that there's an alternative army on its way from Hashem. But something that I have to internalize in myself before I can come to the next step of a yiftach oleh, which I think is again significant in this idea that even in a tzora, which should be such a power to catapult me into a state of bitochen, the person has to work on himself. And a lot of this work, it seems from from all of these Marama Koimas, a lot of it has to do with Tzir Hushi, which picturing the Yeshua, picturing an alternative army, picturing this Nochosh, which reminds me that I did a Maise Nochosh, it's Nechoshes, and so forth. And all of these things, it seems so, it's really work. Nothing happens automatically. That's why Musa is so important, because a person has to work on himself. And one of the most important tools when one works on himself is the ability to be mitzayer, mitzir, chushi, what's going on. And it would seem from at least the nochosh that it's something that maybe sometimes even less direct, sometimes maybe something more direct, but that picture is what's going to help me bring myself to the next step of what I'm obligated to do.